Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today we're here with Mona Tolba, a translator with the Vermont Language Justice Project. Mona is also an informal community leader and does a lot around town and with the state, including the Just Transition Subcommittee of the Vermont Climate Council. So Mona Tolba, it's really an honor to have you with us today on the Net Zero Energy Podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure because we know, Mona, you're really, I would say, both a formal and an informal community leader, and your work is more important than ever.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. I am just a normal person of the community that I would like just to raise the voices of the people that they never been heard before.
So Mona, it's really important that we let our customers know about the various things that BED offers and how important it is to have translators like you help us in that outreach, including for things like the Energy Assistance Program. Mona, tell us a little bit about your translation work with the Vermont Language Justice Project.
If this information about this energy assistance program is not available in people's language, how is the people is going to know about it? How is he going to access it? So everything should be accessible to everyone, not only the Arabic community, all other languages. That, you know, there is 60 spoken language in Burlington alone, 60. So it is really, really important to have, you know, whatever, you know, all these beautiful programs that you have and the beneficial program to be accessible to these people in their own language, at least to make them know about it and, you know, and show them how to apply for it and how to access it. That's it, you know. So for me, I started with the Language Justice Project is in the year of the, you know, when the COVID started, because there was some outbreaks that happened in Winiski because the people, they were not accessing the information, you know, that they should have, like everybody else. I was able to watch governor's orders on the TV, but they were not having access to this. So I know that I'm not supposed to be going out to get, you know, tested. I need to do that. But they did not know. So there was a very big outbreak. So it was really important that, you know, this, you know, Alison Segar came, you know, brought this group to, you know, to the light and said, oh, look, this information, it is important for us, and it is more important to these people, too.
When you reference Allison, you're talking about Allison Seeger, who founded the Vermont Language Justice Project.
Exactly, uh-huh. Yes, yes.
So have you been a translator with Allison from the beginning?
And approximately, oh, yes,
how many,
from the start.
How many information sessions have you recorded?
You know, I never counted, but a lot. It is available on their website, so I didn't even check how many. Hundreds.
Hundreds of
them, you know, since COVID, and it is really life-saving. It saved a lot of life.
You're going to be doing some work for us on the weatherization video that we're creating, so stay tuned for that. You'll hear Mona's voice,
yeah,
both written and verbal, correct?
Yes. Yes.
On the upcoming weatherization video.
Yes, this is going to be a very important one because how long this weatherization program is actually in it's almost more than 10 years, you know, and still there is so many people that don't know anything about it.
Right. Well, and we have a new ordinance, fairly new ordinance in the city, and I think it's really important that people know about that.
Yes.
So if you're building, if you are a property owner and you rent to tenants and your building is using more than 50,000 British thermal units, which is how we measure natural gas usage.
Mm.
In other words, if it's a leaky building, there's a time frame by which you have to weatherize to bring down that load and, in theory, save your tenants money on their gas bills.
Thank you very much for bringing this, you know, to light. It is, you know, like I know that I called for translation of the application almost like maybe more than 2 years ago. I was just because the application is almost 8 pages.
Uh-huh.
So I met with somebody in the state and I said, look, at least just to translate this is really very difficult to navigate. Even I am speaking the language, but it is very difficult to navigate. So if I don't speak the language, I will not be able to read and fill the application. So I think it's been translated now. I think the application for weatherization.
So Mona, we know about your translation work here in Burlington, We know that's not what you do for the Just Transition Subcommittee of the Vermont Climate Council. What do you do for the committee, and what is the committee anyway?
This is a group of people from the Climate Council, so we have some council, Climate Council on this Just Transition, and also it has some community members. So they come together and we meet like monthly. They start, you know, they are developed like some guiding principle, you know, about community engagement and about, you know, the climate action plan. So I actually bring some, you know, some real problems, you know, during the flooding, the heating bills that, you know, the people are suffering from right now, you know, heating bill, electric bill. I bring this concern. And when they are writing anything, also I make sure that it is in plain language that people can understand. And it's very important now, you know, the one thing that they came out is just doing real engagement and going where the people are and meeting the people. So they actually meet with the Arabic community, you know, for a focus group, and they keep doing that.
So essentially your job has been to bring the voice.
Yes.
To the council. Yes. Real world problems.
Yes.
Experienced on the ground. That's exciting and interesting to hear about, Mona, your work on the Just Transition Subcommittee and the Fletcher Free Library. Tell us about your role there.
Oh, I am one of the, you know, on the board of trustees and the commissions, you know, for almost, 4 years now. I cannot say enough about Fletcher Free Library because I wish all the library all over Vermont learn from them, because it is the source and the hub for every single thing that you want to learn about. You know, even if you need some help with resources, they have. You know that they're going to be having a social worker on site, because all of the beautiful services that they are offering for the public, and they are not only serving only people from Berlin, from all over. I actually bring my daughter and my grandson every weekend to Fletcher Free Library. You see the food bank there. You see the, you know, like COVID shots we're giving there. Everything you can imagine, it is centralized in the downtown of Burlington, so it is really accessible by everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and also the staff there are really awesome, and they are really kind, and, you know, and they offer a lot of help. You know, to know, like, I'm having a hard time with housing. You can go and they can actually direct you where to go. Mental health is a big issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can actually seek help, you know. At the library.
Yeah, amazing. They're really great partners. Yeah. And I know, you know, we're going to be having a table there soon. So, Mona, I wonder if you have anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up.
Keep what you're doing, please, you know. Like, reach out where the people are, you know, and keep the good work. And please don't get scared by what's happening. We need to stay stronger. We need to stay together, and we need to stay one community.
I agree. Thanks so much, Mona. It's a great way to end.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.